and it is Travel Tuesday. If you are traveling for Thanksgiving, or perhaps thinking about it, and haven't picked a destination, how about one of the top U.S. cities for the holiday?
Traveling somewhere for Thanksgiving? Wallet Hub says these are the best places to celebrate.
Number 5, Denver. 4, Orlando. 3, Virginia Beach. 2, Scottsdale. And number 1, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Analyst Jill Gonzalez says you'll get the most for your money in this Twin City.
If you want to be active and do a turkey trot, if you want to chill out and watch a parade, everything in between, that's all available there.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Okay, but it's freezing cold as well. If you were going to travel and it didn't involve over the river and through the hills, wouldn't you want to go somewhere warm?
In theory, yeah. But maybe that's what makes it appealing, right?
I guess.
Get the blood flowing in a cold weather environment?
Well, it's usually cold in Washington, D.C. this time of year.
That is true.
How about Washington, D.C. to put yourself in the holiday mood? Specifically, the Jefferson. Believe it or not, not everything is political these days. The Jefferson Hotel has put together a special package to get guests into the holiday mood.
The Sounds of the Holidays suite package includes hot cocoa, dinner from the hotel's Michelin star restaurant, themed cocktails, stunning views of the nation's capital, and your own personal violinist to welcome you into the presidential suite.
That's fantastic.
What would you have the violinist play you?
Oh, Christmas songs.
Okay.
Like, secular or sacred.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be beautiful. And if you've had enough of the fiddler, there's a Casio keyboard in the room full of holiday music in case you want to sing your own carols, too.
Now, if all that sounds a bit much for you, consider this. Washington, D.C. really is full of all sorts of holiday stuff. You got the National Christmas Tree in President's Park, the U.S. Capitol Christmas Tree as well. There are light displays all over the place. National Zoo, National Park, there's the Georgetown Glow. And plenty of unique gifts at the downtown holiday market. That is a perennial favorite. Also, City Center, D.C.
If you can get past all the politics and vitriol of Washington, D.C., it's got to be the most beautiful city in America.
You definitely want to go this time of year as opposed to in the summer.
Yeah.
Because Washington, D.C. in the summer is a 2-shower-a-day kind of city.
As someone who used to be a skeptic about cruises, I have changed my tune quite a bit over the last year, but there are a couple of kinds of cruises I've never been on. One is a specialty cruise, the other is a river cruise. And I came across this story for Travel Tuesday today that I thought was fascinating. Tom Stieghorst is the senior cruise editor at Travel Weekly. Tom, tell us about this river cruise for people who have, out of medical necessity or otherwise, gone gluten-free.
It's different. It's not unique. There are certain cruises that are also tailored for example, who are on the autistic spectrum. But this has to do with people who can't eat gluten. And I think the big deal, the thing that I was interested in my story, is that on a river cruise, the boats come out of the water for a couple of months every year. You can't really cruise in Europe during December, January, February. So they get laid up, and they get cleaned when they're laid up, and then when they take them out again in March, they get cleaned again. River Cruise has a very clean boat by the time they start cruising at the beginning of the season, and so one of the cruise lines suggested to a travel agent that this would be an ideal time to take her group that's organized around a gluten-free menu.
And this is down the Danube through some of the greatest pastry country in the world.
That's right, and along some pretty good beer-drinking territory, too. So somehow they've managed to take the gluten out of all of these the foods that we normally associate it with, and apparently even the pretzels on this gluten-free cruise are going to not have gluten in them.
Any idea how the response has been, Tom? I would imagine probably pretty good.
Yeah, so the travel agent Connie Sanders had organized a group to go on a Royal Caribbean ship this fall, and I think it was several hundred people, and she sold out that group. This one she's doing well. She still has some space available on the cruise, and she's got some folks behind her, the doctors that are specialists in treating celiac disease. And so I think that with their help and then with, you know, a little bit more publicity, it'll probably be a sellout as well.